From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Baghdad today, U.S. and Iraqi troops carried out a raid in Sadr City, the sprawling slum that's the stronghold of radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. The U.S. military says troops arrested 16 militiamen it described as rogue elements of Sadr's Mehdi army. Sadr City is likely to present the most sensitive challenge for U.S. and Iraqi troops trying to restore order in Baghdad. NPR's Anne Garrels sent this report.
Sadr City, about half the size of Manhattan, is an overcrowded world unto itself on the northeastern edge of Baghdad. The largely unpaved streets are jammed with donkey carts, flocks of sheep, and jeeps plundered from the old Iraqi army. For outsiders, Sadr City is a nest of thieves. For those who live here, it's a community of 2 million that supports itself after years of government neglect. 34-year-old Walid works as a cook.
Poor families from southern Iraq moved here in desperation. My grandfather was one of them. That's how my tragedy started. My father could not provide for his 13 children.
It was here that Muqtada Sadr's father, a charismatic Shiite cleric, developed a huge following with his mix of religious and social programs for Iraq's oppressed Shiite majority. He and two sons were assassinated by Saddam Hussein. His remaining son, Muqtada, assumed the mantle. With the fall of Saddam, Muqtada Sadr and his Mehdi army filled a void. Walid says Muqtada Sadr gave people a sense of dignity.
The Mehdi army was like a mirage, like water in the desert. We chased that mirage hoping to find salvation. The Mehdi army works for equality and righteousness. But people who infiltrated it started doing bad things.
The militia has developed into a hydra-headed mix of religious fighters and criminals, but many living here still credit the militia with providing security. Abbas Hassoum al-Tamimi, a young, black-suited spokesman for Sadr's organization, joined because it offered him a job and a mission.
When an explosion happens, who will carry the bodies? Not the government, just the Mehdi army. They are part of the community. They are the community.
Sadr City's main thoroughfare is lined with huge posters of Muqtada Sadr and the city's martyrs, members of the Mehdi army who died battling American troops in these streets in the summer of 2004. But the mayor, Rahim Daraji, says U.S. and Iraqi forces are now welcome here. In a series of meetings with U.S. and Iraqi officials, he has promised they won't be attacked.
We want to avoid a bloodbath. The people of Sadr City don't want a battle. That is why we have ordered the people to avoid carrying weapons. This is a big change. This is a new Iraq.
Dia, a maintenance worker, supports the mayor.
The mosques have said militias should leave the city, and many fighters have left. Some people are relieved, some are not. If the government can provide security and people can live in peace, then there will be no need for the Mehdi army.
But Mayor Daraji says he needs promises from the Americans in return. He's asking for the release of prisoners, limits on raids, and more aid.
We need to see tangible progress so people will have trust in the Americans.
But so far, neither side has been able to sufficiently reassure the other. U.S. officials will not comment publicly on discussions underway, but privately they say Muqtada Sadr's Mehdi army remains a serious threat. The Mehdi army has killed American troops. Its death squads are behind the revenge killings of thousands of Sunnis. There are conflicting messages coming out of the Sadr organization casting doubts on the mayor's ability to deliver. Abbas, the Sadr spokesman, hates the American forces, but he supports the mayor's effort, saying he has no choice but to do a deal with the Americans so conditions can improve. He says the mayor is acting from desperation because of desperate conditions. The crude one-story cement houses have no plumbing. What look like lakes are raw sewage. 29 members of the Atiya family live in 4 bare rooms. Those who did work had to quit because their jobs were in Sunni neighborhoods where they feared being killed. 23-year-old Safana nurses her sick daughter.
There's a small clinic nearby, but there are no medicines and no doctors. We have no clean water.
Water comes directly from a polluted canal. The family's too poor to buy the propane needed to boil the water. Instead, they let it sit for a day, long enough for the dirt to settle. The water smells of sewage. Some areas of Sadr City have been recently cleared of trash. Barefoot boys play soccer in freshly cleared patches of dirt. The U.S. and Iraqi governments have funneled some money here in recent months. But the mayor says the changes are cosmetic. Hospitals are overcrowded with inadequate supplies. This maternity hospital was supposed to be a showcase for U.S. aid. But the reconstruction project that was supposed to take a year is still barely off the ground after 2. The deputy director calls the project a terrible failure. Some in Sadr City believe the U.S. deliberately made the project fail. What other reason could there be, they argue. A man with tears in his eyes bursts into the director's office. Dead and injured are pouring in from yet another bombing. The Mehdi army brings in victims from the Shiite Mustansiriya University. Abbas Hassoum Al-Tamimi, the Sadr spokesman, says this is proof his militia is the only force that can keep Sadr City safe.
Despite the security plan, this is the 3rd explosion in or near Sadr City. There is no improvement.
Patience with the security plan is already thin, though it's just begun. Many say because the U.S. is going after the Mehdi army, they're now unprotected, easy targets for Sunni bombers. The mayor isn't sure how long the militia will remain quiet. He's not sure how much time he has to avoid more trouble. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.
NPR's Salim Amr contributed to this report.